Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament is considered by many to be one of the most historically significant buildings in Sacramento. When it opened back in 1889, thousands of people traveled from all over to see what was then the largest church west of the Mississippi. But in addition to housing historic and priceless works of art, the cathedral's impressive space has been the backdrop for many classical and jazz artists. This Friday, music and art will collide at the cathedral when the Brubeck brothers, Chris and Dan, join Joe Gilman on piano to perform Dave Brubeck's To Hope, a celebration. Proceeds will go towards refurbishment of art in the cathedral. CAP Radio's Paul Conley spoke with Joe Gilman, and you can hear his feature coming up this afternoon during All Things Considered and later on capradio.org. And just a note, CAP Radio is a sponsor of this performance. But here on Insight today, we wanted to learn more about the cathedral itself. Oscar Ramirez is the lead docent at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament in downtown Sacramento, and he joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So I would love to learn about the history of the cathedral. When was it constructed? I know it was in the 1800s, and that's such a long, wonderful trajectory that you're an expert.
Well, I don't know if I'm an expert, but I'll tell you what I know, and that is that at the time that it was built, between 1887 and 1889, it was the first cathedral in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Before that, the seat of the diocese had been in Grass Valley. And then when the new bishop, Patrick Minogue, took over in the early 1880s, he decided that the seat of the diocese had to be moved to a more promising town. And at the time, he had the foresight to see that Sacramento probably would have a greater future than Grass Valley as far as growth and population and so on. So he requested Rome to allow him to move the seat of the diocese from Grass Valley to Sacramento. And it was finally agreed upon by the Vatican. And then in 1886, they began the preparations, and the actual construction took place between 1887 and 1889. During that time, the diocese was working out of basically a parish church, St. Rose of Lima, and used to be on K and 7th. So that's no longer in existence. But then within 3 years, we had this beautiful cathedral that Patrick Minogue got the funds for, and the donors. There were many donors, very generous people.
I'd say you're kind of an expert, Oscar. You know a good amount, but I'm sure you're still learning all the time.
Thank you.
So in the, you know, century plus that it's been around here in Sacramento, does it still retain and look the way that it did back in the late 1800s?
Yes and no. There have been three renovations since 1889. One of them was done in the 1930s, one of them done in the 1970s, which was a major renovation and actual change of many things that were indicated by the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s. And then the latest one, which is the one that we enjoy today, was the renovation between 2003 and 2005. And that one tried to restore the cathedral. It tried to do three things, basically. Restore the cathedral to basically the way it might have looked back in 1889, but it also created a greater deal of artistic and aesthetic harmony within the cathedral. There had been many, many changes in 100 years, and those changes had not always fused well with each other. So in 2005, one of the goals was to bring aesthetic, artistic harmony and cohesiveness to the temple. Another goal was to retrofit the cathedral, which required 320 tons of steel, and it now can resist an earthquake of up to 8.0. So if there's an earthquake, you want to be in church. Okay. And then the third goal was leaks that were coming from the roof that had to be addressed, so a new roofing.
How did you become a docent?
How did I become a docent? I had been attending Mass at Blessed Sacrament for many years, and I had also been taking art history classes at the Crocker Museum. my instructor at the Crocker Museum, at that time, she was the previous lead docent. Her name is Jill Pease. Excellent, excellent instructor. And we got to know each other. We became friends. And we were very happy that we were both parishioners at Blessed Sacrament. And she let me know that she was looking to retiring from the lead position, even though she wanted to continue being a docent. And would I be interested in taking over from her, that she would train me, which she did for about a year. And so the last 2 years, I've been, you know, flying on my own, and I've been the lead docent now for 2 years, and we have a wonderful team of 18 other docents, and we offer tours in Chinese, Spanish, and English. And we're always expanding and trying to not only branch out to the rest of the cathedral ministries, but also to the community at large. So we offer Sunday tours, and we also offer private tours to anyone who's interested in learning about our beautiful cathedral. I have to emphasize one thing. Since 1889, the cathedral has been a source of pride, not only for the Catholic community, but for the entire city of Sacramento.
Yeah.
It's been a source of civic pride. And that was the way it was emphasized from the very beginning by Bishop Patrick Minogue. A lot of our major donors in 1889 were not Catholic, and they donated beautiful works of art to embellish and to augment the civic pride of Sacramento. Because in 1889, there weren't many places in Sacramento to go see beauty and culture and art and things like that.
You could have been a parishioner at many places. Was it just a no-brainer to become a parishioner at this cathedral?
Well, when you fall in love, it's a no-brainer. And I fell in love the minute I walked in. So it was like I had you know, finally found, and initially it was only when I would visit Sacramento. I was still living in the Bay Area, but I had friends in Sacramento, and I would come and visit them, and I didn't want to miss out on Mass. Sometimes I couldn't catch Mass early enough in the Bay Area, so I would catch Mass here in Sacramento. And from the moment I stepped into the Blessed Sacrament, I felt totally at home. I felt surrounded by tranquility, by beauty, by a peacefulness and a harmony that really induced in me a greater attention during the service. Mm-hmm. So it enriched my experience while attending Mass.
I mean, you mentioned from the very beginning, especially with these priceless works of art, that it goes beyond religion or Catholicism.
Absolutely.
Why do you think that has endured in the time that the cathedral's been around?
You know, I think basically because beauty is universal, and the appeal of beauty, we find it in every culture and in every period of the history of the world. So when something is beautiful, or when you can contribute to beauty, it is a tremendous satisfaction. From the very beginning, we had Protestant donors, we had Jewish donors who contributed beautiful art to the cathedral. Why? Because in the late 1880s in Sacramento, there was a thirst for that, but there weren't many sources to satisfy that thirst. And I think that has continued to today. I think we all need to be around things that will stimulate our spirit and our minds. And therefore, I think beauty is one way to do that. Also history. You know, the cathedral has a very interesting history. And so if you're a history buff, you're also attracted to, you know, to coming and taking our tours. And this is what perplexes me the most. I don't understand why so many visitors tell me, I grew up in Sacramento. I've lived here my whole life. I didn't know this was here. I didn't know this cathedral was so beautiful. I don't know why I didn't come before. But now I'm going to tell my friends. I'm going to tell my family. And it's a hidden gem that should not be so hidden, I don't think.
Yeah, and it's definitely not going to be on Friday, because music is going to play a huge role within these cathedral walls.
Yes.
So this isn't the first time that Dave Brubeck's To Hope, a Celebration has been performed there, but this time the funds raised will go back to the art and go back to the cathedral. How did this come about?
Every year, the cathedral has a committee, a planning committee, that determines where the funds that we raise during the year, where they will be dedicated to for the cathedral purposes. It can be either like the brown bag lunches, you know, for the homeless. It can be front door ministry for people who are, you know, down on their luck. Or it can be the rest, like this year, the goal is the restoration of the artwork and the architecture of the cathedral.
What needs to be restored? What goes into the restoration of artwork?
Certainly. The paintings that we have need to be cleaned because they have grown dark.
And I would imagine that's a really delicate process.
It's a very delicate process, very time-consuming process. But as varnishes age, they darken the color and they change the color that we perceive when we're visiting a work of art. So those would be the paintings that need to be cleaned. We have a beautiful work of the four apostles at the top of each one of the four pillars, and one of them has actually fallen off the wall and to the ground, and it needs to be placed back up on its pendentive, which is one of the triangular parts of the capital of the pillars.
And that seems like a pretty involved process.
It's a very involved process because of the equipment that is needed to be brought in and the experts that need to be doing a fine work like that. So that is not inexpensive. We also could use a little more tweaking of the lighting that illuminates many of the works of art. Right now, the lighting needs to be repositioned, or the bulbs need to be replaced and so on, so that we can actually enjoy what is already there. So there are always things that in a 136-year-old temple, always something is needed. And so we're very delighted that this year the powers that be at the cathedral have decided to channel that funding into the restoration of the artwork, especially meaningful and satisfying to our ministry as docents, because we're the ones who deal with the artwork and the architecture of the temple on a weekly basis as we offer tours.
And it's not just enjoying jazz with an orchestra and a choir on Friday. There's also going to be a tour prior to the performance on Friday.
Yes.
What would
you like
people to know about that? Because obviously they'll need to get there a little early.
They will. The events of the evening actually have three parts. At 6 o'clock, we began a tour of the cathedral, basically bragging about how beautiful it is, but also indicating, you know, the spots that need the restoration and the reason why the concert is being held. The second part begins at 7, so an hour later, and that's when the music begins. Wonderful, wonderful works in jazz and gospel, and so very energetic, very joyful music, very exciting music. And then the third part is after the music, after the concert, there's a reception at the Brasserie du Monde, and that's for a separate entrance fee. And there they will have appetizers and canapes and whatnot in a French style to complement the French Renaissance architecture of the cathedral. So the whole thing ties together, the music, the art tour, the reception afterwards, it all complements each other.
Well, Oscar, it sounds like a great evening, and thanks for stopping by.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed very much speaking with you, and like I said, we offer both Sunday tours and private tours if people are interested in coming to see it.
Oh, I can see why. I learned a great deal in just, the few minutes that we were talking. Oscar Ramirez is the lead docent at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament in downtown Sacramento. Cap Radio's Paul Connolly spoke with Joe Gilman about the event happening on Friday, and you can hear that on All Things Considered. That is it for Insight today. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.